It's the True Money Mike Church Show, all in one. The reason I'm saying that is because later in the show, I'm going to have a special guest all the way from Bristol, England, to discuss what's called the Bristol Pound, a local currency that I think every community should start doing. Why? Because I believe that when our national currencies fail, and they sure seem like they're going to try, when those fail, what are we going to do? Look, can you get by without money? Yes. But the reason money exists is because it makes trade so much darn easier. It's a medium of exchange that's divisible, it's quantifiable, fungible. We've talked about the values of money before. If our national currencies collapse, yes, barter will come back first. But you can't swap a cow for a hamburger. It's kind of the same thing, Dave. Well, you know, different forms of the cow, but you get it. You can't swap. That's not an easy thing to swap. You can't barter if all you got's a cow and all they have is a bag of potatoes. So you go, okay, well, how do we make this this transaction? And the answer is money facilitates those things by breaking the value of things into many, many, many parts. And that's a nice thing that money does for us. And I think if we can shorten that bartering phase by having localized currencies, we'll be doing all ourselves a great favor. We're basically prepping, if you will, for societal change, and we ought to do that. So I have Diana Finch later in the show to discuss that with us. Should I keep doing this news? Well, I will finish the news with this comment and this comment only. We were discussing that Lady Karahalios in Ontario, who was booted out of her party for voting against a bill that was going to basically create a tyranny in Canada. Wow. Yeah, I don't want you around. You're opposed to tyranny? Get out of here. Well, so she was saying it towards the end of that, at the end of the last hour, I was discussing how she was saying she didn't like the way they were stuffing ballot boxes and stealing elections. Well, let me just tell you, if you think, well, that's maybe going on in Canada, but it ain't going to happen here, think again. I was involved in the, was it after the two? I ran for office in 2008? I think it was, but I don't remember when. Well, maybe it's a presidential election that came up after that time frame. I don't recall. But anyway, Ron Paul was making his end run around the political parties by using the caucus system to try to gather electoral votes to have some sway at the Republican convention. He had a brilliant strategy. It worked in a number of states. I was involved in Louisiana where it worked. We won the convention. In other words, the Ron Paul delegates should have run the Louisiana Republican convention because we won 4.5 of our 7 congressional districts. Don't worry about all the mechanics of it. Just get the idea that we had the majority and we should have then run the Republican convention. And when we got there, the old line, old school, you might call establishment Republicans, just stole the convention from us. It happened in Utah and Colorado, I believe. There was another southern state to the east of us. Was it Tennessee? I don't recall. It happened in a number of places, enough places to know that those people that you believe are representing you, they are not. They have their own agendas. They do not listen to the will of the people, as we say. Not that that's always a good thing, that they do or they don't. Anyway, it happens here in America. It's happened before. So, got a lot of work ahead of us if we really wanted to fix something in the electoral process. I am guest hosting. This is David Simpson, Crusade Channel, last live radio station standing on the Mike Church Show, filling in for Mike as he takes a little staycation, work at home, do some honey-do list type of stuff. And you can call me if you'd like, 844-527-8723. You can email me, david@tffco.com. My email request of the day is this. If you have a favorite, somewhat exotic mixed drink that you like, send me the recipe by email, david@tffco.com. And I will pass that along to Mike to do on his cocktail mixing YouTube or Facebook Live, I don't recall which, a video. Basically, he does a video once a week on people's favorite cocktails. You want yours on the show? Make it easy on yourself. Send it to me right now, david@tffco.com, and I will pass on to Mike, and then your drink will be featured on Mike's video mixology special. Okay, what else? Oh, I got the chat room open. Finally, okay, I got a little text message from Box Golf. I don't know. All right, Box Golf, I will, where to store money? Well, it's a, I don't know if I'm going to get that deeply into that today. You can certainly tune back in to True Money Show. Most Wednesdays live. I hope to expand that sometime. Good morning to you, Ashley. Oh, I know Ashley. Hello, sweetness. I heard you had some good news. I'm glad to hear that. These are people in the chat room I'm talking to now. I see the chat room numbers are vaulting on up. And that's good news because I need to have some feedback. It's, you know, by the way, you don't think that Mike's job is hard. Oh, he just sits there and talks. Let me tell you, I've done political speeches. I have done teaching. I've taught both my home school and, you know, in the military and other places where I was in charge with training others. And it's a completely different type of talking. It's kind of a stream of consciousness thing. It's kind of a always ready to pivot type of thing. And I find this to be the most difficult form of talking and also the most difficult way to convey information. And the biggest reason I think I have trouble with it is that I'm getting 0.0 feedback on whether or not I'm being understood. And I get that very obviously in a class. You can see heads nodding one way or the other. Or if you're giving a speech, you can see the same thing, or you can just see whether something's ringing true in someone's heart. Not so behind a mic and behind just a glass panel. And so Mike's job is extremely difficult. He's good at it. I, on the other hand, well, I'd give myself a C minus. Okay, Greg. No, I'm not. I probably won't review where to store money per se. I talk about that pretty much on the show, on the True Money Show a lot. Obviously, I store people's wealth in four places. I talk about that all the time. And the last show, I was kind of emphasizing the necessity to not only store wealth, but to know that it would maintain its wealth value. And the whole thing about that was gold and silver, the precious metals. And we can talk about that, of course, lots more on future True Money shows. By the way, speaking of True Money shows, my darling scheduler, who I call the sweetness, she's from Jersey. I thought she had to have a Jersey Shore name. And, you know, they had what was that guy called? The Situation. Yeah, I didn't watch the show. I just know. Trust me, I've never seen that show. But I knew that The Situation was out there. And I thought that that sweet Sandy needed her own Jersey Shore name. So I call her the sweetness because she is sweet. As sweet can be. You're sweet. It's Tupelo Honey. I'll play Tupelo Honey for you in a little bit of sweetness, and that'll be your song, baby. Your song. So the sweetness has been all over my scheduling, and she's got me so packed full for future True Money shows. Let me give you a little taste of what's coming up on the True Money Show in the weeks to come. John Horvat of Tradition Family Property is going to be on my show. Joel Salatin will be back. Boy, I'm looking forward to that. I haven't talked to Joel in a while. You know, he's the farmer, just the wise farmer out there in Virginia, not too far from where my son will be going to school, who I think just had, kind of like Franklin, has the wisdom of just what hard work and good life will bring you. And so Joel Salatin will be back on the show. And then, not to be outdone, but Father Jeffrey Jambon's coming on my show later in September. A new guest, David Morgan, actually recommended to me by Franklin Sanders. He's a silver, listen, wait for it, silver guru. He's a guru like me. Hey, you're a guru too? So I have another guru coming on my show. And I can't wait for two gurus to be in the same room. That's going to be awesome. So David Morgan, silver guru, is coming on. And then if you remember Spike Hoche, one of my client's sons, who's just a brilliant kid, I shouldn't call him a kid, brilliant young man, has done incredible work for micro-lending, and he's trying to end predatory lending, which I think is a, boy, what a goal. And so Spike Host has come back on the show. So that is all on the True Money Show that if you guys aren't listening to, well, shame on you.